Buckle up, gym owners, because you're about to take the daily drive. This podcast is the perfect pit stop to fuel your gym's growth, because each day you're going to get a brand new episode that is just 5 minutes or less. Whenever you tune in, turn it up and let's rev up your gym's growth. Don't forget to hit subscribe and leave a review. Do your leads suck or does your lead follow-up suck? I can't tell you how many times I get messages from people saying, Laura, these leads suck, or what can you do about lead quality, or these leads are garbage, when in reality, this is simply not the case. You see, when you are looking at the overall effectiveness of a campaign, you have to pinpoint where in the conversion process things are not working out. If you are getting leads at a reasonable cost, then your ad is doing exactly what you want it to do. If you have leads that are not responding, that is telling me that we need to change the way that you are talking with leads, or more importantly, the automation or conversation starters that you are sending out. If you have people who are not showing up for appointments that you booked, again, this tells me that you need to work on how you're nurturing the lead and building value before the appointment has even started. It's actually not recommended for local markets to filter based on income level. This is for a couple different reasons. One, a local market usually isn't big enough. The bigger the audience, the more effective the ad is, and Facebook will optimize your ad for you. Number two, if you use something like income status, the problem is this could actually filter out good prospects. If Facebook doesn't know what someone's income status is, and you set up the ad to only show to people within a certain income bracket, it could be eliminated people who are actually your ideal avatar, and Facebook, again, just isn't sure what their income status is. You can filter by zip code, so if you have a zip code of a lower income area, obviously you might not want to show your ad in that area, but for the most part, if you are getting leads for a reasonable cost, and those leads are either not responding to your automation or not showing up for sales appointments, then there's something else that's wrong in your conversion process. More than likely, it's the way that you're following up with leads, how you're building value, and what you are saying to leads before the appointment. When you're looking at the effectiveness of your campaign, you need to look at each individual metric and then pinpoint where the hole in the conversion process is. Are you not getting leads for a reasonable cost? Are you not setting enough appointments? Are the appointments not showing, or are you not closing enough appointments? Once you pinpoint where the hole in the conversion process is, then you can start to implement systems, processes, and changes to increase or change that metric in your favor. The next time you're thinking to yourself, wow, these leads really suck, the question you should be asking yourself is, does my follow-up suck? That's all for today, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.